I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scottie Pippen is with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. Scottie, what's happening, man? How you doing today?
Oh, it's great. Just enjoying this beautiful weather out here in Southern California.
Oh, I love it. How could you not be doing that? Listen, I got to just get this out of the way, man. As much as you beat up on my Knicks and incredible respect for your, you know, for your success, it is what it is. You blocked us from a few chips. But it always seemed, and we saw this like in the opening montage of The Last Dance here, you took such great pride dunking and embarrassing my boy Ewing. Like more than anybody else in the, like you would scowl, you would step over him. What was the problem with Ewing? You didn't do anything to you.
No, it wasn't anything personal. It's just my style of play. You know, I play with a lot of tenacity. I attack the rim. And if you came between me and the rim, then you were setting yourself up for a moment of embarrassment.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny when you have the athleticism to do that on just about anybody. Obviously, the guards are easy. But when you get big men and you can go over them, it's a different story. You know, as you've watched the game evolve, Scotty, and now we have all these bigs out shooting three-pointers, and the physicality has changed. Do you enjoy the game now? I would assume yes, because you were so athletic and you were able to take advantage of it. Do you enjoy the game now as much?
I would say yes to that. I mean, I've enjoyed how the game has evolved. And as you said, you know, how bigger guys are playing all over the floor. I mean, the game is now a positionless game. So players are capable of doing things that we haven't seen in the past. So you look at the different Nuggets, you know, they're playing with their seven-footer up at the top of the floor because of the lack of their guard play right now. But, you know, it's a lot of teams are throwing different things at you. You look at the Houston Rockets, they're playing sort of a small ball, so they think that that style can be successful. So it's kind of interesting to watch the game from this perspective because you're not seeing just the traditional big man and, you know, and power forward and a few guards. So it's good to see multi-dimensional players play multiple positions.
Yeah, no, it's opened it up. It's made it faster for sure. Pretty much everybody can handle the ball. You mentioned some of these big guys. They're all pretty good passers, you know, in addition to range. The one thing, though, Scott, we're talking to Scottie Pippen, Hall of Famer with us here on Tiki and Tierney. One thing, Scottie, to me, that has changed for the worse is that, you know, back in the day, I feel like the coaches got an extra year or so to try to get something together, to try to cut through it. You know, now it's like, all right, 2 years, no progress, out. And there's no continuity. I feel like it retards the growth of the young players, and I just don't feel like it's great for the game. Would you agree with that or no?
I won't say I agree with it. I think that, you know, coaches don't have the same type of longevity that we've seen in the past, but it's because of their success. I mean, but there are coaches that are, you know, very successful. You look at Greg Popovich, he's still around. He's been very successful. Spoelstra down in Miami, who's, you know, been able to hang his hat with that organization for a while. But, you know, a lot of these organizations, when they go young and they have younger players, this is a player's game now. So if there's anything going on that, you know, the owners or management don't feel comfortable, or their star player is not comfortable with the head coach, then most of the time it's going to be the removal of the coach and not the players. And that just goes to show you that, you know, this is a player's game.
Yeah, no, we've seen that evolve over the last couple of years where guys want to go play with other stars that they're friendly with and try to win a championship. And it's almost like, I don't want to say it's easier now, because it obviously it's really hard to win a championship, but you had to be dealt the right cards back in the day. Nowadays, you can kind of manufacture the cards if you want them. You know, when you look at how player empowerment has become so big, the money has gotten so big. Is the competitive spirit the same? You know, is it kind of, I don't know, diluted a little bit because of how the player has changed?
Well, I say to that it has not changed. I think we're just seeing the involvement of players who kind of grew up together, who played AAU ball together, and all these things that these players have done throughout their basketball careers just have came full circle for them. You know, growing up, I never played competitive basketball other than in high school, so there was never any summer AAU competition where these players are playing against each other each summer. They're pretty much growing up together, so the relationship and the bond start as a teenager, and it just continues to grow, and that's why we're seeing these relationships in the game that we've never seen before. And I could go as far as saying that's in all sports, not just basketball, but football as well as baseball, because we've found ways of making our grassroots system better, so the players are able to build relationships through that as well.
Yeah, but Scotty, I got to respectfully challenge you on this, or at least disagree, not challenge, because your opinion is your opinion. But from a fan's point of view, and Tiki knows, I have been with the NBA since the 80s, man. I know it, and I love it. And it's different. And I'm not talking about stylistically. These kids are phenomenal today. But when you grow up and you know, you're hanging out for the time you're 12, 13, I don't know. You don't step on the court outside of a few guys. Beverly's one of them. LeBron's still one of them. You know, where I just want to rip your head off, and I just want to embarrass you, and I want to destroy you. And it's that mindset that made the NBA so great with Magic and Bird and you guys and the Knicks and the Heat and the Pacers. That's gone, Scotty. Come on.
Well, I think that the style is still there. I think the physicality of the game has been knocked back a lot. But there again, we're looking at a different game. We're looking at a game that is built on relationships, a game that has friendship. When you roll back the pages and look at the game 30 years ago, there were no relationships on the basketball court.
Nope.
You know, playing against the Los Angeles Lakers back in 1991 in the NBA Finals, I didn't have a relationship with any players on that team. I love Magic Johnson, but we didn't have no relationship. I loved and idolized James Worthy, but there were no relationships. We didn't really, like, say anything to each other after the game. We'll give each other dap to start the game, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
mm-hmm.
today's game, these players know each other. They got their cell phone numbers. They're on speed dial. So you can't expect to see the same anger, physicality, and all that stuff that you saw in the game in the 80s and in the 70s and possibly in the early 90s.
Yep, yep.
Part of it. No.
It's fair. No, listen, I got you. I miss it, but I got you. Talking to Scotty Pippen, Hall of Famer, six-time NBA champ, and one of the great all-around players of the game. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, Scotty, I love this campaign that you're a part of, Michelob Ultra. In fact, Michelob Ultra Gold, the organic version. That's my beer. I run a lot now, so I need light beers. That thing is amazing. But Ultra Gold is helping bring fans closer to the NBA. You can go to UltraCourtside.com. That's UltraCourtside.com for a chance to get some digital access. Tell us a little bit about this, because I think it's fantastic that Ultra, Michelob Ultra, is the official beer of the NBA now.
Well, it is great, and you know what they are able to do is be able to bring joy to the fans, you know, and just being happy to have the return of the NBA back. And I'm happy to announce that, you know, Michelob Ultra Courtside, a digital experience that is virtual. really bringing fans inside the arena to be able to, you know, be a part of this experience. So every Tuesday they're going to be giving away tickets for fans to go in and watch these players play these games, you know, in virtual. So it's exciting. It's more exciting that we're getting the NBA back.
Oh, thank God. We miss it.
Can you get some vouchers for some Ultra, too?
Send them over, man. Let's go. We'll knock them back with you, Scotty. We'll hang out with you a little bit. We'll knock a few back. We're good to hang. We're good to hang. We're definitely.
I'm a huge fan of Michelob Ultra, so you know I got plenty of that in the fridge right now.
You better. Hey, did it make 40s like the old days? I'll knock back a few 40s like the old D's in college, you know? All right, so, Scotty, I got a serious question for you, man. From The Last Dance, and I said this the day after, I guess it was one of the obviously very early episodes. I said, man, I have a little issue with MJ about something. I know the old adage is don't ever worry about somebody else's money. You know, worry about your business. I get that clearly. But the way it played out early contractually with you, where you were so, I know you made the money on the back end. I get that. But at least with Chicago, you know, they weren't doing right by you. And I never understood why Michael Jordan, with all the juice and the leverage that he had, how does he not knock on Reinsdorf's door or whomever and say, listen, I can't win without this guy. You need to fix this. Why did MJ never step up for you?
I think that's a question that Michael Jordan probably needs to answer, not Scottie Pippen. But, you know, we had a lot of success. We had a lot of fun, and we were able to win. And we'll move on from that and celebrate, you know, this joyous time with Michelob Ultra and the NBA getting started. And let's look forward to this next generation of players and see who's going to be crowned the NBA champion this year.
Teague, you know what that's called, Teague? That's called a cross-court pass to a wide-open
Steve
Kerr. That's what he's doing.
That's an excellent deflection.
So Scotty, I know what you do. I got you. I respect that. But let me at least, if MJ would have to answer that, fair. But I can ask you this. Would you have liked him to do that back in the day in real time?
I don't know if it would have changed the landscape.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. No, you guys are good, though, right? You guys are good, right, Scotty?
Like I was. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Are you guys good, Scotty?
We were both young, growing. So, as we look back now, we're mature. Yes, we can say those things.
Yeah.
At the time, when you're in the heat of the moment, I speak for myself as well as for him to some degree. You're not really thinking about that. You're focusing on your own craft and your own career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Scotty, before we let you go, you know, the restart is happening. There's kind of two bubbles with the 22 that are in and the others that are out. And, you know, I know you were with Chicago for a little bit. What's it going to take for them to get back to that level that we saw in the 90s and even for a little bit with Tibbs, who's now at the Knicks, you know, in the 2000s? What's going to take for Chicago to get back? Because I think they have some talent there.
You know, I believe that you have to do well through the draft. I think that the Bulls' success in the past came through the draft. Myself, Michael, Horace Grant, we were the original champions of that city. So most of us came through the draft. And I just think that they're going to have to be able to find the right talent through the draft. It doesn't look like that Chicago is a destination for free agents. It's never been the way that they've been built. So I don't expect that to happen. But I expect them to, somehow be able to get something through the draft in the future and be able to maintain those players to get back to a competitive level.
I like them. I would personally keep marketing. You know, Teague and I have had debates about this. I remember watching him in college. I think he's kind of like a Kristaps Porzingis light. Can you build around him, though? Are you sold on him being a – let's say a legitimate number two on a really good team, say in 2 or 3 years. Is he that kind of player?
I can't say yes or no. I think he definitely teased me a lot in terms of his first year, but last year was pretty much like taking a year off. Mm-hmm. So the expectations are still very high for him, but Next season is going to be a big year for him, and he has to come out and really have a big season, because I think this is a contract year for him coming up, and I think it's important for him to establish himself as a consistent player in this game. And
yeah.
I looking back at last season, he kind of fell off a little bit, and it caused the team to fall back as well.
Well, listen, it's a cool initiative. www.ultracourtside.com. Hall of Famer, 6-time champ, Scottie Pippen. Good having you on the show, Pip. Enjoyed it, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.